Thank you for listening to the Nursery and Toddler Expectations Training. I'm Anna Herring, the Kids Ministry Director, and I have the honor of equipping you today. There's a document that goes with this training. Please open that up and let's get started. So, nursery and toddler expectations, there are going to be some things here in your training that are very similar, well, are going to also have been in your volunteer expectations training. You should have already listened to above. So we will go over those things again, but with that, there are some extra added expectations for the nursery and toddler room to help you manage your time well with the kids, to help care for them and support them and set parents at ease. So we will be going through all of that. Now, in a preschool or an elementary class, of course, they have a curriculum. You guys do not have a curriculum, but we still want to make sure that the environment is a welcoming and safe environment. And so we're going to go through these expectations and kind of go over how we can provide that sort of environment. So let's begin. First of all, upon arrival, please wear your kids ministry t-shirt and name tag. You will get both on the first day you serve in the upstairs Reality Kids office. The t-shirts are the blue ones and they say Reality Kids on them. And then the name tags are organized alphabetically by first name, again, upstairs in the kids ministry office. So at the start of the day, you can go get your name tag. You should already be wearing your shirt. And then later at the end of the day, you can go put your name tag back. The next thing you need to know is please be in your classroom 15 minutes before the service starts. I mentioned this in a previous training, but sometimes kids have parents that serve in other areas. And in those areas that they serve, whether that's in a kid's classroom or somewhere else, usually they need to be in that location 15 minutes beforehand, which means they need to drop their kids off 15 minutes beforehand. So you guys will need to be there in advance to receive those kids. You may not have any kids show up, but we still want to make sure we're there just in case they do. The next thing is the classrooms. We hope that parents feel comfortable and confident when dropping off their baby so that they can rest and worship without distraction. Therefore, to help build that confidence, we will work together to maintain a physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually safe environment for the babies and toddlers. Alongside our policies and procedures that we've already trained you in, Reality Kids has provided many resources to help you maintain a safe and welcoming classroom. Please familiarize yourself with the resources below. So clearly you are listening to this in the comfort of wherever, on your own, and so you're not in the classroom. So I'm going to go over this list of items that we have at your disposal. And when you come to class, if you want to like print this out, this document out that comes with this training, do so you can find it in the class when you arrive. Everything is pretty clear when you are in the class, but just in case, you might want to print it out and familiarize yourself. So the first thing is that there are diaper bag cubbies in both the nursery and in the toddler room. Always keep your counters clear. Clean counters communicate order and therefore help set parents at ease. If you walk into a room and it's messy, specifically the counters in a classroom is what we're talking about, you feel a little stressed. It's a little stressful. And we want to make the parents' transition of dropping their babies off as little stressful as possible. So you can take the diaper bag when they arrive and put it straight into a cubby. It's really easy to keep them on the counter, but I really want to ask that you please put them in the cubbies to keep those counters clear and set parents' minds at ease. It's a subconscious thing, but it's kind of important. The next thing is the sign-in sheet. On your sign-in sheet, you will you'll write the child's name. You're going to write the child's security code. And then there's a special instruction spot. Their name tag will probably have some special instructions, but on the sign-in sheet, the parents can say yes Cheerios, no Cheerios, dairy-free, diaper in the diaper bag, snack in the diaper bag, all these things. So that sign-in sheet is a very good resource for you to quickly glance at and know, oh, this is what I need to know about this child. The next is changing tables and diaper supplies. In every downstairs classroom, there is a changing table. There are diapers inside of that changing table. There are changing table liners underneath the mattress pad. That's there where you change the diapers. So you can put that liner on the table. We'll go over that more in the diaper changing training. There are gloves for you. There are baby wipes. And there are dirty diaper bags. They're actually like Arm & Hammer doggy bags. But we use them for diapers because they're really good at blocking odor, which you definitely want. Also in the room, you have clean toys. You have lots of toys at your disposal for the kids to play with. Mi casa es su casa. Have fun with them. In the toddler room, there's also bubbles at your disposal. The kids love the bubbles. So we encourage you to use that. We clean the carpets occasionally because bubbles make messes, but they are in there for you to use, and the kids love it. It's a really great tool to help the kids have fun and to distract the kids when there's tears and whatnot. Also, we have snacks available. Now, of course, you want to make sure your child is allowed to have snack. You also want to make sure they have any dietary restrictions or not. So there are Cheerios in the nursery. And there are Chex in, there's Cheerios in both. There's Cheerios in the nursery and in the toddler room. And in the toddler room, there are snack cups available to put those in. So the kids can waddle around and they can have their snack cup in their hand and messes will be kept to a minimum if possible. Also, if one kid can have Cheerios, another one can't, the snack cups will keep them contained. The other kid won't be eating them. Also in both rooms, there are high chairs. If a child uses a chair, please clean it afterwards. The chair and the tray. We want to make sure those are clean and ready to go for whoever sits in there next. So there's seventh generation spray in your room available to clean those. Also notice there will be a dirty toy box. Always clean dirty toys at the end of the service with seventh generation spray. So the reason why you have a dirty toy box is say that one kid, because of the age, puts a toy in their mouth. Then they're done playing with the toy. And then another kid wants to play with that toy. We want to make sure that somebody else doesn't play with that toy. We want to make sure that toy gets cleaned first because we want to keep spreading of germs to a minimum. So say that a kid puts a stuffed animal in their mouth. You can take that stuffed animal and put it in that dirty toy box. Or say they put like a ball in their mouth, take that ball and put it into the dirty toy box. Then at the end of service, if it is a hard surface toy, you can spray it down with seventh generation spray, wipe it off, put it back with the other toys. Or if it's a stuffed animal or a soft toy, you can go ahead and put that in the laundry room off of the nursery. In the hamper so that it can get washed and we can put it back in the room later. That way we can keep all the different germs to a minimum as best as we can. The next thing is there are cleaning supplies in your rooms and instructions. So there is going to be a separate cleaning instruction tutorial that you'll listen to, training. But know that it is also kind of written out in your room and you can find those instructions and those supplies as well. In the nursery, they're in the cabinet above the counter, and in the toddler room, they're in a basket in one of those the diaper bag cubby holders. There's a basket with cleaning supplies in it. So that's where you'll find that. Also know that there are sinks available. If you're in the nursery, there's a sink in your room. If you are in the toddler room, right next door is a two-year-old room, and there is a sink in there. That's where you can wash your hands, whatever you need to do with the sink, as well as wash your dirty snack cups at the end of service. Again, we'll go over that in another training. Also, there are vacuums nearby. There is a little handheld vacuum in the two-year-old room, so right next door to the toddler room. But also, if you need a bigger vacuum, there are vacuums in the closet between the office downstairs and the men's bathroom. You can go in there, grab the vacuum up what you need, just put it back when you're done. And then finally, you want to know where the laundry room is. I already mentioned this, but just so you know, If you go to the nursery, which is next to the crying infant, not the cry, the crying infants, the mom and infants room, there is a door off of the nursery, inside of the nursery, that is a laundry room. So that's where we're going to put all of the dirty laundry that we need to put away at the end of the day. So those are the different resources you have at your disposal. So it's really important, again, for you to familiarize yourself with the classrooms, kind of explore, see what's in there, ask volunteers that you're serving with if they know where the things are at, if they can show you, if you've never seen them before, so that you know, like, oh no, this situation has arrived. Okay, I have no problem, like, meeting that situation because I have all of these resources at my disposal to do that. So, the next thing is paging parents. Our hope is that parents would be able to go to the service and not be called out at all. However, there will, absolutely will be times that you will need to find the coordinator to page the parents. So page parents if a baby or toddler is sick, injured, or has been crying nonstop for 10 minutes. It might be really hard for you, and you might feel bad if you have to call a parent, because sometimes parents are tired and they're wrung out and they're worn and they really just want to rest and spend time with Jesus and receive, and we want that for them as well. But there are going to be times that we need to call parents, and that is not a fail on your part. That is not a bad thing. It would hurt, I have it mentioned here, it would break many mama hearts to know that their babies were needing them and we did not call them. So if their child is sick, again, or if they got injured, or they've been crying nonstop for 10 minutes, we'll go ahead and page the parents, again, get the coordinator, and they'll do the paging, and the parents will come, and you can, they can help support you. Also, when we page parents, the goal is not for the child to leave. It's not us saying, hey, we can't handle your kid, you need to take them away. What it is, hey, we need your help, we need your support, how can we partner with you? Okay, we learned these things, we've got this game plan, let's now do that. Let's try to keep the kids, unless they're sick, let's try to keep the kids, the mom and dad can go back to the service, and try to continue loving this child well and loving this parent well. But of course there are times when the parent needs to take the child for different reasons. But that's not really our goal. Our goal is not to get rid of the kids. Our goal is to love them better as best as we can. And then finally, at the end of service, expect to stay until the final child has been picked up. And after you have finished cleaning the room, this can be up to 15 minutes after the service ends. Again, we want to maintain the two-person policy. So please stay in the room to maintain the two-person policy, to maintain that ratio that your class has. And then clean up your room so that it's ready for the next day. Especially in the nursery and toddler room, we use these rooms all week long for conferences and meetings and interviews and counseling. And so we really need you to clean up the room at the end of the week so that when people are coming, the room is clean and ready to be used. So that concludes your nursery and toddler expectation training. Good job. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach out to me, Anna, at anna@realityventura.com. Thank you very much.